Okay, this is Dan Udell interviewing Gunda Badilla, and it's August 1st, Saturday, and this is for the new radio station WGXC. That's for Greene and Columbia County. We're here at a little festival that the radio is putting on right here on Warren Street. Now, we've been working with Gunda for about a half a year now and doing some videotaping of her recordings in town and down in Germantown and all around the area. And she is a rising star. She writes her own music, and she also is a great singer and has her own band. So we're going to let her tell you a little bit about what she's doing right now. Okay, Gunda?
Hello. My name is Gunda Badilla. I was born in Paris, France, until I was about 6 years old, and then I moved to Long Island with my family and for about 6 years, and now I live in Hudson, New York, and I've been living here for about 12 years. I grew up in a performing arts family, which is basically focuses more on Congolese dance, and I have six brothers, and they all play the drums. There's four sisters, and we all dance, and my mother included. And so I've been dancing and performing just about all my life, since as far as I can remember. And right now I'm actually doing a lot of music. I'm working a lot with the community. I've always been involved in community activities because my mother raised us that way, because she was always into community activities, writing plays, and involved in the Fourth Down in Hudson. And so I became very interested in working with the community as well. And I'm actually in the Video Generations Club with Dan and Mary Dell, and which is a big contribution to the community, because we focus on allowing Hudson to know what's going on, and, you know, opening the eyes and the minds of a lot of people that don't have any idea. And also, what I'm doing also is a lot of music projects. I'm in 4 to 5 different bands. I have one band that's my own band called Lady Moon and the Eclipse, which is more blues, jazz, kind of R&B kind of feel. And it's a four-piece band. There's bass, drums, guitar, mandolin, fiddle. And we actually have a show coming up in Helsinki, Great Barrington, on the 13th. Also, I'm in a band called Nobody Parts, which is with another singer and songwriter, and her name is Damara Stolfo. It's just me and her. It's a duet band, and we do a lot of harmonies. I play percussion and drums and bass a little, and she plays the guitar, the auto harp, the keyboard, and I think that's all she plays for now. And we've been playing all over, from Pittsburgh to all around Hudson, in the city, Brooklyn, where we actually have another show in Helsinki on Saturday. Wait, next week, Friday or Saturday. Friday. And that's going to be great. And I'm doing a lot with her also. We're doing a lot of tour. We're working on recording. And also I work with my brother, Young Paris. He does hip-hop music, and I sing with him, and I also write hip-hop music. Another thing I'm doing is I started out working in the city also with a band from Panama. The musicians, they're all from Panama, and they actually want to compose my music, and they want me to sing translated songs that I've been translating into English from Spanish. And so I'm actually going to be doing a really big show in November in the city with them. I don't know, there's so much more. I just can't. I could go on forever of the things that I'm trying to do and work on.
Gunda, that is really great. Now, your music is wonderful. If somebody wants to catch you perform or get a CD and listen to your music, how do they go about that?
Actually, I've been moving so fast with this music, and I've really been just trying to get to release it from me. So I haven't been doing too much work on the computer and like trying to record, but I do have recordings, visual recordings, that I've done with other people. Like also someone I didn't mention, I'm sorry, is Giorgio. I work with him and he does high energy kind of techno music. He gets the beats from New Mexico. He has a friend from New Mexico that sends him the beats, and then he you know, we do shows. We've done shows in the city, Hudson's. We've done a lot of stuff with him, and also Tamarini, who does very theatrical kind of music that I've been doing with him also, with a lot of harmony and people. Oh man, there's just so much. But if they've put videos up on YouTube, so I actually have two music videos that I've done with my brother, and I have some videos I've done with other people that are up on YouTube. I have photos up. There is a little bit of music you can hear, but not really much. Because there's so much that is coming out of me that there's no time to like focus on, you know, the recordings of things. I'm just trying to get the message out and the experience out, because that's very important to express an experience with someone. It's very important. And sometimes they get recorded, but sometimes it's like something that has to be seen, you know, and remembered through your own memory instead of remembered through a CD. That's just how it's happening. So, yeah.
Okay, now, if I want to get you on YouTube, what do I type in?
Oh, yeah, you would type in Lady Moon. I have videos under Lady Moon. And also you can type in the NRG people. You can type in Nobody Parts. And I think that's it for now, yeah.
Okay, that is great. Would you like to tell us just a little bit about your you grew up in Hudson and went to the Hudson schools. Can you just tell us a little bit about that? Because you're a fairly recent graduate, although you look much older and much more sophisticated than that. But maybe just a few words about the Hudson area.
Yeah, I went to Hudson. When I came to Hudson, I was in sixth grade. It was kind of hard, you know, because we came into Hudson as this African dance troupe, a family dance troupe. We came to Hudson in that kind of way. And, you know, the Hudson was very, it was just, you know, disowned and deserted, and there was, like, no one really here much. And, I mean, the black community was okay. But the thing is that they discriminated against us because we were, like, really African people. And we did a lot of, like, you know, we always were performing with the family, doing African things, you know, so people made fun of us, you know, because they didn't understand who we were, and so they made fun of us, and so it was kind of hard growing up here and trying to be accepted, and it's such a small town, you know, so, like, you can really get yourself caught up in things so easily. You know, I didn't really have that many friends. I probably had, like, one friend, and I have a twin sister, so we stuck close together. I tried to start up a singing group. You know, I always found myself trying to start things up, like, and change people's perspective, and, you know, and I was always doing it in a musical kind of way, or, you know, some friends I would make, I would introduce them into the African, into our family troupe, and then they ended up doing shows with us and, like, touring with us. And, you know, so I was always interested in trying to open up people's minds and, you know, letting them see, you know, because sometimes that's the only way you could know, is if you see it yourself and experience it yourself. You can't see it any other way. So I was really into sports in school, you know, because, I mean, it was like a regular school, like math, science, social studies, English, a little bit of art, you know. I did choir. I did a lot of sports. I got a lot of trophies. I was always, like, the best at, you know, everything, track, football. I even played football. I played soccer, softball, everything, and I always try to do my best, and I learned a lot of teamwork doing that also, and which was great, and I found myself to be very interested in this. And then I started, and when I went to Columbia Green, I graduated high school in 2005, and I went to Columbia Green for social science because I wanted to understand people more, and I knew that my goal in life or my future was going to be working with a majority of people, or at least trying to change people's lives and change their perspective of things. And so that's what I went to school for, and then I started up I started working with Girls Night at the TSL, which ended up turning into Diamond Diamond Girls, which I ended up turning into Diamond Mines. And I'm still going to be working on that project. It just hasn't gone anywhere right now because it's very hard to keep the girls focused. So, yeah, I was always, in school, I was always into what was going on that was interesting. I wrote an article in the newspaper about Appreciation Day. There was a project that I wanted to do called Appreciation Day, which was where you would appreciate. It's like a project where you work with, it's families working together, and they're appreciating each other. And it was a really big idea, and I think I was in 10th grade when I wrote it, and I wrote it in a newspaper, and I tried to get it out there, and I gave it to the youth commissioner, and I gave it to so many people. And, you know, it didn't go anywhere. They didn't really see it happening because I'm just like a 10th grader who's like trying to make this big change. So, you know, I just, I've always been trying, and I've done so much with what I've tried to do, and, you know, so, I don't know. I can go more into detail, but so much.
Okay, Gunda, that is fabulous. You've got a great life. You've done a lot, and we expect you to do a lot more in the next few years. We're going to be watching you. So, good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.